Welcome to the Play-Based Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen R.B. Peterson, and maybe your new teacher bestie that is here to hype you up, maybe give you a motivating kick in the pants, and teach you all I know about play and childhood. I am here to help you challenge old and outdated practices and inspire you to create a truly developmentally appropriate early childhood environment that fosters creativity, curiosity, and joy in the children that you care for. Let's set the stage for a lifelong love of learning. Let's get going. Karina Richards is with me for the Play-Based Learning Podcast. And I think we've been trying to connect for quite some time.
Yes.
Because our circles are very much similar and the same. And we both are like early childhood keynote speakers, motivators. We are both like in this online entrepreneurial space. We both believe in play. And like, I'm so jazzed to have this conversation with you. And it's going to just totally be 100% organic because we're throwing away the questions that.
Yeah, love it. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. This is amazing. I'm so happy to come play with you. I love it.
Okay, so Karina, tell us a little bit about you. Give us a little bit of background about what brings you to this play-based learning space. And like, I know that you're a founder of Together We Grow, and that's also your Instagram. So tell us all the things.
Okay, cool. So I've been in the field for 38 years and absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I know that because my daughter just turned 38, so I'm keeping up with that.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know about you, Kristen, but I feel like the more years I spend in this space, the more passionate I get about it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And over the years, you know, I've really had the privilege of doing all kinds of roles, teacher, director, vice president, blah, 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 blah. But 6 years ago, Together We Grow was created. It was never my plan. It was a divine plan and it happened. And I am literally just following the breadcrumbs from God, one step in front of the other. Just follow the breadcrumbs, keep going. And so Together We Grow provides three services: professional development, but my jam, my space, my where I want to contribute is social, emotional, play-based, diversity, equity, trauma-informed, brain development. And that's where I feel the magic happens.
Mm.
So all of my conversations are geared and emotional intelligence for team building, because if the grown-ups aren't taken care of, it trickles down to the little humans and nobody's happy and it doesn't work. And then I'm a behavior coach. I actually go to schools and I do behavior coaching in person.
Wow.
For schools that are struggling with challenging behaviors. And I also have a membership online for behavior coaching. And my goal is very simple: transform programs from stressful to joyful.
Mm,
that's it.
Love that.
That's what I'm going for. And I've had so much success with it. All the schools that are working with me, they have actually reduced stress and replaced it with joy. What used to be screaming and crying and dysregulated children now has laughter and giggles.
That's
and that
beautiful.
Makes my heart, I know, it makes my heart so happy. And so my membership is, you know, online, in person, and that's where the difference is happening. But you know this, right? That when we do trainings, we can only transfer 22% of knowledge. But when we do coaching, it jumps way up because it's personalized, it's individualized.
Absolutely.
And you can't replace that. And the third thing I do is I'm a NACI consultant.
Okay.
So all of my career had been with NACI programs, and I believe in the standards that are grounded in research. So I don't want to just be making up stuff. I want to do what's really good for the brain, for the little humans. And so NACI consulting is what I do for programs that want to get accredited, need classroom observations, portfolios, whatever that looks like. Get you to the finish line so we can celebrate that you got amazing things going on.
How do you have time for like you? You seem like that seems like a lot.
But it's so fun, but it's great. Like,
it's play for you. So we
it
can't...
doesn't feel like work to me. I don't think I work a single day in my life because I love what I do.
Same.
I'm just,
I think that that's like an overriding, like it's a theme amongst guests on my podcast. Like generally the guests that are on here, like their work feels like play and
it
their work is play. And it's so once you like And you were talking about the breadcrumbs that you followed. And that's one
Yes.
thing that I always tell people too, is that like I just did the next thing that feels right. Like that's how I describe it to people. I just do the next thing that feels right all the time. And that has like opened my world so much. And it may be like the risk taker in me. I don't know. You might have to be a little bit more of a risk taker in order to follow those breadcrumbs or to follow the next thing that feels right.
But
But
you have to, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to. You're breaking molds, you're following your instinct. But you know, the guiding principle, and I'm sure it's the same for you. For me, the guiding principle is make the world a better place for children in whatever capacity I can. Right? That's my guiding principle. Don't tell anything to anybody that's not good for children and for the grown-ups. And it needs to remain joyful. Because the day it starts feeling like work, then I don't want to do it, and I don't ever want to grow up because I don't want this to be a task. I want this to remain that I want to do it, not that I
yes.
have to, I want to.
Absolutely. Okay, so can you say that again? Make the world a better place.
For children, yeah, in any way that I can.
Any way
That's
you can.
it. Any ways that I can.
Oh my
Whatever
gosh,
that
like I
means.
would love to have so many more conversations with you.
Let's
Just
do it.
about the keynote world of like speaking in front of people, and then most of the audience generally isn't informed on play and doesn't understand it and is very much teaching in a very traditional space. And so a lot of times I leave feeling like I just unloaded on them, and now they're thinking they're doing everything wrong. But like I see myself as the Lorax for early childhood. Like I am there to speak for the children, and sometimes that doesn't allow adults like to have very good feelings.
So you're saying something that's very interesting because I speak mostly on challenging behaviors and stress, and quite often people will be like, oh, I've been doing it wrong all along. I'm like, no, you haven't, because you just said they've been doing it wrong through play. And the thing is that you do better when you know better.
I say that all the time. When you know better, you
Right?
do better. Yep.
Right? So you do better when you know better, and you have to start where you're at. So
Absolutely.
guilt is not a helpful emotion.
No, it's
Right?
not.
Guilt is not a productive emotion. Guilt is not a helpful emotion. What guilt can do is it can at least spark you to thinking, how can I do something different? How can I make it better? What change can I do? And that's the purpose of just even reflecting.
Yeah.
So when you hear somebody speaking who inspires you, when you hear an idea that you feel like, I haven't thought about it like that. Just sit with it a few minutes and just allow yourself to see how can I adapt what they're saying without throwing everything that I know along with the baby with the bathtub out.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is probably good and you're probably intending good things, but you have to remain a learner for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
We
Oh my
can
gosh.
become stagnant. I mean, like
I'm
I.
writing down every single thing you're saying. Like I've pulled already like four quotes from you
Oh
already.
my God, Kristen, you're funny.
Okay, let's get into play and behaviors. So I think one of the things that when I go out and I speak in the world of early childhood education is I oftentimes tell people, like, I am not an expert in behavior. I had a fully 100% play-based program, and therefore, like a lot of behaviors that are seen in traditional spaces kind of dissipated a lot for me in my play-based program. They were still there.
Oh.
So I'm not an expert on it by any means. And so I just try to like use my own experience to like tell people like what you could do in certain situations. So I'm jazzed to have you on to talk about play and behaviors and what adults think is of like misbehaviors and like the term classroom management and like why are we managing things? Like why can't we just like play and not have to worry about behavior management and classroom management? And like how can we step away from that? But I feel like the secret sauce is play when it comes down to it. So we're going to talk about that.
So
Okay.
your viewers couldn't see me doing the cheer dance when you said
She was dancing.
no, but this is music to my heart because this is what I want to talk about. And I want to make the connection between play and behaviors. And I want people to understand that the reason you're having behaviors right now is because you're not allowing them to play. And I'm going to share
Yes.
specific things that grown-ups are doing that is interrupting the play. And there's so many myths out there. And you know, this is really good for job security for me, for my behavior coaching program, because the behaviors are on the increase right now. It's like
Absolutely, yeah.
crazy. It's crazy.
I've
It's
heard
ridiculous.
it's like because of COVID. So we have like all the COVID babies that are now entering into like preschool. And I've,
Actually, I'm going to add to that. Actually, I'm going to add
please
to
do,
that.
yes.
This is actually now secondary trauma that's happening. It's
Okay.
not just COVID. It's secondary trauma is what I'm seeing. Because what I'm seeing is there's lots of younger teachers that don't have their own emotional needs met. They didn't have it. So you can give what you don't have. So
Yeah.
then now it's not transferring down. The opposite is happening with teachers who are seasoned. Because they've done it forever, and what used to work is not working anymore. We
Yes.
got to shift the way we do early childhood. We cannot continue what we're doing, and we have got to go back to some of the basics. And play happens to be the cornerstone of that.
Okay.
So let me tell you more about
Please.
why I think the grown-ups are actually contributing to the behaviors.
Please
So
tell
just
me. Ooh, this is good.
So this is happening, by the way, at home and also in classrooms. So here's what's happening. I want to say a huge percentage, like almost 85% of the behaviors that are happening are caused because of that grown-up. Do you agree with me?
I do because it's the adult control, in my opinion, that is causing the lack of play. And yes, so yes.
So really, I'll go further with that. So a lot of the behaviors that are happening is because that grown-up is so reactive instead of responsive. So they are getting triggered, and you know when you get triggered. So let's talk about this word triggered. When you're triggered, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed, and you're not in your calm brain. So you say things, you do things that are just not okay.
Yeah.
And then once you say it, it's just like there's no way to put it back in, right?
You can't follow it back down.
So the grown-ups are getting triggered, and because of that, the young little humans are getting triggered. This is happening at home because the stress has increased. This is happening in our programs. Okay, so if we look at it that way, now I want to propose an idea. This word challenging behaviors, I really feel like it's kind of a confusing word and it's kind of a mislabeled word. Why? Because it's that grown-up that's getting challenged by that behavior
Yes.
is why it's challenging behavior for that grown-up.
Yes.
So maybe one teacher gets challenged when a child is screeching like a Benji. The other person is fine with the screeching like a Benji, but just can't handle the back talking, or somebody else can't handle the disrespect, or somebody else can't handle the non-listening, or somebody else can't handle the pushback. So, do
Yeah.
you see the challenging behavior is not one definition? It
Yeah.
is challenging because that grown up is challenged by it. So, if you want to change anything,
Yes.
you got to change from inside out. We have to look at behaviors in a different way.
Yes.
So, what is the definition of insanity, Kristen?
It's something that is that you just keep doing over and over and over again. It doesn't make sense.
And get the same results. So here's my DSD. So I've come up with a ton of acronyms because I'm too old now. So I can only remember the word through acronyms. DSD. If you don't like the results you're getting, then DSD, do something different.
Yes, I
Do something different, right? So,
love
okay, so you have extreme behaviors in your classroom. You have screaming, you have aggression, you have blah, 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 throwing chairs, biting, hitting, kicking. You name it, you got it. You can make a laundry list of things. If you don't like the results, you got to do DSD. And I'm going to share some practical things that I've done in my coaching program that has transformed the classrooms from stress to joy.
Okay,
So
tell us.
the first one is DSD. First one is you got to D
Something
something
different.
different,
Yep.
which is changing your mindset. So the first way you want to change your mindset is when you see a child behaving. When you see a child screaming, having a meltdown, having a tantrum, whatever you call it, when you see that happening, instead of your brain reacting and saying, stop doing that, why are you doing that? I want you to start becoming a detective. You need to play behavior detective. You need to become a detective and sit in the space and say, Now, little one, what are you feeling and what are you trying to tell me through your behavior? So if I can focus on what you're feeling rather than what you're doing, I might come from a compassionate understanding versus shut it down and correct you right now with what you're doing. Put it down. Don't do that. Don't hit. Don't kick. Use your gentle voice. All of this correcting that we do. So, tip, if you were keeping up with the tips, because I'm not. The next one is to really the understanding, the mindset of the more I connect, the less I correct.
Oh, okay. So we have DSD, the more I connect,
The less I
the less I
correct.
correct.
And the way you do this, the practical way to do the, and the second one was understand what is the child feeling, not what the child is doing, but focus on what the child is feeling. But the way you connect more and correct less is by ask and then tell. Ask and then tell. So if a child is throwing something and your instant reaction is stop throwing that, don't do that, I would flip it that and I would go up to the child and say, I notice you're throwing this. What happened? Just coming from a place of curiosity helps that child to feel seen and heard and understood.
Love that. Come from a place of curiosity.
Yes, right? If you're playing detective, if you're coming from the curiosity mindset, instead of shutting it down, you're leaning into understanding. That's where the connecting happens. So if I connect with you, there's less chances that you're going to need a lot of correcting because I'm bonding with the heart. But you also have to remain playful in your own brain. Like, I think because grown-ups are so stressed out, they're so reactive all the time. If you could just, that's tip number four now. Take a deep breath, become a breathing program. Become a breathing program. Every time I do coaching with the school, the first thing we do is we become a breathing program. Are you curious how to become a breathing
I
program?
am. I want to know like how we do this
You
because
should also become a breathing family. Breathing family, breathing school. And the way you do that is to put it in your schedule. If it's not part of your schedule, it's not going to happen. You're going to have the best of intentions, but you're not going to do it unless it's part of your schedule. Now, in your schedule, what you want to do is two brain breaks. I call them brain breaks or breathing breaks before lunch and then two brain breaks after lunch. But every time you breathe, you take three deep breaths. So three times four is 12. Three times four is 12. So in a day, you're going to get 12 deep breaths. But here's the key. You got to make it fun and you got to have fun and play with it. So you got to change it up. If you're doing every day just the balloon breathing or the smell the flower or blow the candle, that's so boring. That's so boring. We have to play. We have to have fun. We have to be playful. Play is not just what kids do. Playful is an attitude that the grown-up brings to the environment.
Yeah, it
Play
does.
is not just tangible. Playful is how. So, would you like to play? All right, here we go. We're going to do a breathing right now, and we're going to do the Spider-Man breathing. So, you can't see the people listening to this can't see it, but we're making our fingers like a Spider-Man. So, we got this.
I don't know how to do
You do
that.
you, I'll do me.
I just saw that because I actually had to like look at my fingers and figure out which ones had to go up.
So we have our index and our pinkies up and our fingers in the middle are folded. So we're doing the Spider-Man fingers and we're going to take a deep breath in. Here we go.
Oh, it's a
How fun is
fast breath.
that?
It's great.
Right. And so the next one, we're going to do a thunder and clap breathing because we're going to have fun with this, right? So thunder is going to go up and then the clap is going to be, so the rain, the thunder, and then the clap is going to come down for the lightning. So thunder and lightning breathing. So
Thunder
here
and
we
lightning.
go. Take a deep breath in. And the other one, maybe we could do the dinosaur breathing because who
Okay, tell
doesn't
me that.
like a dinosaur?
Yes, I love dinosaurs.
So I do this kind of playfulness when I'm leading a training, right? We are playing in the moment. So nobody sits and listens to me. We join and we get up, we play. Because if you can't de-stress the grown-up, you can't de-stress the child. So dinosaur breathing
Absolutely.
is literally making your dinosaur sound like whatever you think the dinosaur would be, a growling, a scrowling, or whatever your dinosaur does, you do you, and I'm just gonna do me. So here we go. Take a deep breath in.
I love
Right? So here we are releasing the joy hormones. I call it the joy juice, right? It's the joy
Oh
juice.
my gosh, I love that.
You're releasing the joy juice as you're breathing. So become a breathing program. Don't be rigid with it. Don't do the same old every day. Have fun with it. Change it up. Get the kids involved. And if you have kids younger than two, then your breathing should have something that they can blow.
Okay.
So toddlers need like a Kleenex, a ribbon, a tissue, a scarf, something that they can blow so they can start using this lung connection to make this projection, right?
Okay, can you
In
tell me,
the
can you explain to me why breathing is important?
Yes, let me give you three. There's tons of research on brain and breathing and stress, but I'm going to give you the three biggest nuggets that I feel like might be easy to remember. What the research is saying is when you take a deep breath, just having 90 seconds. So taking three deep breaths is 90 seconds long. 90 seconds can take you from reaction to responding. If you just pause and take a 90-second breathing break, whatever comes out of your mouth will have been paused instead of you reacting. Stop doing that. Don't do it. Put it down. That reaction is making the kids more reactive. Pause and take a breath, and you will respond and you will play detective. You need that pause in your brain. You need to calm your brain down. That's what. So, one is 90 seconds can change your reaction. The second one is when you take a deep breath, it actually gets 10 to 15% more blood in your brain. When the oxygen goes, your brain wakes up. And the third thing is your nervous system wakes up. So we have nerves in our body, entire from our feet to our head. We are full of nerves. When you take a deep breath, the oxygen cools down your nervous system. When you become a breathing program, the behaviors reduce drastically. The intensity and the frequency of behaviors will reduce drastically, because you're bringing in brain breaks and you're having fun with it and it's playful, and the children are actually benefiting by de-stressing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
Why
gosh.
didn't I know about you before? I love
So it is so fascinating, this world of the brain. You know, the more I learn about the brain and the more I learn about what's happening inside determines what's happening outside,
Yeah.
is a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
So
So
then I
let's.
want to.
Oh, go ahead. Keep
Okay.
going.
No, I was going to talk about how grown-ups are actually taking sucking the joy out, because we started the
Please
conversation by
do.
saying
Yes.
the grown-ups are kind of causing the behaviors, but I want to talk about three things. Maybe there's more, but right now I only everything with
I feel
number
like
three is coming in my
adults
brain right
are, I call adults creative vampires. Like we are
now.
like play vampires.
We are
Like,
play vampires. I like
yeah.
that phrase. I might have to borrow it and give you credit for that. But
Okay.
here's what I'm calling it. They're hijacking the play.
Absolutely. We are.
So, for the people listening, maybe you and I know exactly what vampiring hijacking mean, but I want to share an example.
Please do.
So this seems to happen a lot in the dramatic play area. So this is what I've noticed when I've gone in and out of programs. And tell me if you've seen this happening. Two girls are playing in the dramatic area. They're busy playing. They have roles and responsibilities sorted out. They are determining who's doing what. They're deep in play. They got this going on. And along walks our lovely Miss Andrea. She walks over there. She sits down and she says, "What are you guys cooking for me?" And I look
I've
at the
seen
faces
that.
of the children and I look at her face, and the children are doing this. They were not even thinking about you, lady.
They were.
You just totally hijacked their play. You made it about you. You just took what they were doing naturally and made it about you.
Absolutely.
So I'm sorry if you had not got play when you were younger, but you can't hijack other children's play now.
No, you cannot. We need to leave them alone.
We need to know. So, people always tell me, they're like, "But Prerna, they ask us to have interactions with
I
children.
know. I get
This is
that
the..."
too because of class
Okay, let's take it
coaching.
on.
And
Let's
like
take
we
it
need
on.
instructional support. So we have to
Yeah.
like pepper them with questions and
There
not
we go. Let's go
information.
there,
And I'm
because
like,
I'm
oh!
so I'm also class certified and reliable, and
You
I can
are.
be a TRS assessor. So I can go there. Like, let's
Okay,
go
please
there.
go there.
So, yes, they want us to have conversations, but what about respecting the little humans first?
Oh, mic
Let's
drop.
start with respect. So what does respect look like? Respect would look like Miss Andrea would walk over to the dramatic area. She would sit herself down and respectfully be fully present, and she would just observe.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're using class at the time, I might do some self-talk. You look like you're really enjoying the play. I'm noticing you're so busy with it. I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm going to respect you right now.
Yeah.
Right? So because I'm fully present, I'm aligning it with class. And
Yeah.
then if they choose to invite me into the play, then
Yeah.
I will graciously join their play. If
Okay.
they choose not to invite me in the play, I need to not take it personally.
Absolutely.
It is not about me. I might just slide away discreetly and go find another group of kids. And if I get invited into their play, then I will do that.
Okay.
But here's what I found, Kristen. Children who have a heart connection with the teachers will invite that teacher into play. I will give you an example. Oh, I'm so excited. This is taking me, I'm like, this is, I love spontaneous because it just gives me examples in my brain all of a sudden. So
Absolutely.
there's an analogy that I use, and maybe this will describe how we can actually have a genuine conversation, an authentic conversation with children following their lead. So I was in a classroom, and this Miss Patty was scanning the room. And she was standing and she was scanning the room, and all of her directives were just, oh, be safe with that. Don't put that there. Okay, don't let that fall. Okay, be careful with the pathway. You don't want to make the train go over there.
Yeah.
All of it was just directive for safety.
Yeah.
Once or twice, she tried to ask them, and what are you doing? And they didn't engage with her. So she was standing and she was directing. And in my head, suddenly sitting in that classroom, I thought, oh my God, she's being a lifeguard.
Oh,
She's a lifeguard.
yes.
She is being a lifeguard. She's just keeping them alive. Okay, not a problem, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
How amazing. You see, I love going to real classrooms because I love watching all this unfold in front of me because I immediately get into my imaginative world,
Yeah,
right? Oh, you're
yeah.
being a lifeguard. And then along comes Miss Jennifer, and the children notice her at the door. She's not even based on their campus. She's overseeing multiple campuses and she's just popping in. But all the kids know Miss Jennifer and they run to her and they say, Miss Jennifer, and they hug her. And she gets down on the floor and she doesn't even have to ask them. They start telling her, we're trying to make a castle and we're trying to figure out how we're going to get in. And she's like, I know, how would you get in? Where is the door? Now there's your class taking them to higher
Absolutely.
level thinking. But you
Yeah.
can't impose that unless they bring you
Invite
in.
you in. Yes. And that's what I
That
told
right then, when Miss Jennifer came, I'm like, oh, she's a swim coach and she's a lifeguard. Oh my God, she's in
Yeah.
the play with them. She's not just directing them for safety. She is really curious and interested in what they're doing.
Absolutely.
That's where the class magic can happen. If you're trying to connect with the kids and you're trying to have interactions with the kids, it has to be genuine. It has to be authentic and it has to be a kind of back and forth. You
Yeah.
can't just impose the questions and impose the hijacking and then expect them to be like, okay, because you'll fail the class, you'll fail the NACE, you'll fail the Rising Stars because you're not connecting and respecting children's play.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, I had no idea you were a class coach. That's amazing. I
Yeah.
love that you were able to like answer that though. Like, because I get that question all the time. Well, we do class coaching, so we have to like sit down and like
Yes,
interact with
you do.
them all the time.
You do. But most importantly is teacher sensitivity and positivity, which is way up there. You
Yeah.
have to be sensitive to the children. You have to respect children. Regard for child perspective. You can't go to the bottom of class. The people who are not following with class, they're just like, what the hell are you talking about? So class is a tool that measures interaction between the grown-up and the child.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with environment. It has nothing to do with your materials. It is solely the connection. And the way I look at any interactions, if you're not familiar with the class, don't feel lost in this conversation. I'm going to take it back to interactions. Interaction is a heart connection, not a head connection.
Yeah.
So the other way we ruin play is one by hijacking, and the other one is interrupting, constantly peppering them with questions,
Yes.
which aligns with this conversation that we're having. But when you're peppering them with questions, it is exhausting. How would you feel if somebody kept asking you, and what color is this? What shape is this?
I
Well, stop
know.
it. Get out of my
I
face. Like, I
know.
play. Like, get out. I don't care. I don't care. But this is what teachers are doing because they feel like it's their job to test the kids and to ask them 1,000 questions to show somebody, anybody, that I'm engaging with the child. No, my sweet friend, you're not engaging with the child. You're actually interrupting the brain development from having what that child could do through play. So here's a better way. Follow their lead. Follow their lead. You know, I'm so tired of people asking the kids, what color is the banana? Who cares? I don't care. Do you care? I don't care what color
No,
the
they don't
banana is.
care either. The kid's
I
like,
don't
I know it's
care. You don't
yellow.
care.
Sometimes it's brown.
I don't care. What does it matter? Like, ask me what I think. Ask me what I feel. Ask me what I'm making, but not because I want to answer how many it is and what it is. So if anybody's listening and you want to bring authentic play in your playground, in your classroom, and you want to reduce behaviors, because I know we're limited in time, so I'm going to bring it together. Connect with the children in front of you, get to know them, join play, don't take over the play. Joining play has to force you to be present. It's not about you. It's not about you. If you want to play, you can also play, but don't hijack little humans' play. Just respect them. Play is not just busy work. Play is where they make sense of the world. So don't just superimpose. Don't be a vampire. Don't hijack. Like, you know, this is why the behaviors are happening, because the grown-ups are controlling so much of what the children are doing.
Absolutely. Yes. I know this. I know this for a fact because I founded a play-based program and totally lived into it and saw many behaviors dissipate. Not all the time,
Completely, completely. But you know, also behaviors are developmentally appropriate. But
absolutely.
all behavior has a meaning. All behavior is a form of communication.
Absolutely.
So try to understand, what are you trying to tell me that you're not able to and you're getting frustrated? So let me start there. Instead of just shutting it down, instead of just saying share and be gentle, at least try to find out what they're doing.
Absolutely. Be curious. Yes.
Be curious, be a detective. You know, just go deeper, chase the why. Chase the why. Why are you doing that? My guess is at the core of it, they're not feeling connected to you. They're not feeling seen and heard and understood by you. And so they're acting out.
Absolutely.
You
Yes.
know, in this short little window of time to connect with, I don't know what value I can add in terms of knowledge and information, but there's so much to unpack with behaviors and play.
Oh
They
my
are
gosh.
entwined. They are entwined. They can be separated.
Absolutely.
Without play, behaviors will increase. Give them more of this autonomy over their learning, the behaviors will get less. But it's the grown up. It's the grown up. You have to start with the grown up.
My gosh. Well, you just wrapped that up beautifully. I feel like I need to have you back on so we
Let's
can
do it. Let's do it.
continue the conversation
Part
because
two.
there's so many things. Like I would love to just unpack like what happens when there's an absence of play in
Oh my God.
like,
Let's,
what does
I
that
know,
look
there's
like?
so much. There's
Okay.
so much.
So tell people we'll do that. We'll get you on the schedule again and tell people where they can connect with you and like anything you have going on that they could take advantage of.
100%. So togetherwegrow.online is the website. I have a YouTube channel and I'm about to launch my very first behavior certification course.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yes, ma'am. And it's limited people, because I want to keep it intimate and I want to keep it personal. I have never done this. People are always after my life saying, teach us how you teach, teach us your methodology for coaching. So I am launching my very first behavior intervention specialist coaching. It's going to launch in May. The promotion is going to start in April, but the waiting list has already started. I already have 5 people on the wait list.
Oh my goodness.
It hasn't even
Amazing.
gone out in the world, and I've already got people calling me, put me on the wait list for the behavior coaching. I also do behavior membership. You can find all of the information on my website, togetherwegrow.online. And I think you're going to get a link to share some free
Yes.
downloads.
Yes.
So take advantage of that. And I send out newsletters. I used to do weekly, but that was stressful to me. So now it's not weekly. It's just as and when it happens. When I see something in a classroom, I'm like, okay, that makes a good newsletter. Then I blast
Absolutely.
it out. So newsletters come out. There's previous newsletters on the website. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Together We Grow is is the place to find me. It's the one with the sunflower. So
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Prerna, for your work in this early childhood industry. I am so excited to finally have had our paths cross, and it will cross many more times in the future.
thank you. Thank you,
Your
Kristen, for
energy
you.
fills me up. We are like kindred spirits.
This is so fun and exciting. Kristen, I want to thank you for the work you're doing and thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. If you liked what you heard today, share this podcast with your coworkers, admin, or maybe even your partner. And I love getting 5-star reviews so more people can embrace play. Hit follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. Or connect with me on Instagram or my website, KristenRBPeterson.com. Until next time.